Welcome to the Power to Thrive podcast, narrated by Randy Kay. This is our first episode to give you an idea of what we'll be discussing with you. With a team of experts in the field of human development, I developed a methodology for thriving in life. The study we used to develop this course was based on over 30 years of research, including over 14,000 people in five human development organizations. Now, to my knowledge, ours was the first course development based on a compendium of research on thriving. In other words, we weren't just guessing what makes people thrive. We were using some well-validated studies to uncover a formula for thriving in one's career and life. Some others have used their own personal opinions, and a few have linked resiliency to thriving in life. However, resiliency is just one of many components required to lead a thriving life and career. We discovered in our research that there are four basic foundations that lead to a thriving life. They are purpose, attitude, connection, and energy. Almost universally, those who thrive in their career and life are clearer about their purpose, and they use a well-defined plan for making their dreams a reality. The second foundation, attitude, means that people who thrive have an attitude of gratitude. But there's also more to growing a healthy attitude. In this short podcast, we can't get into all of the ways to develop a thriving attitude, but suffice it to say that a thriving attitude is synonymous to a growth mindset. Said another way, a growth mindset looks for new possibilities, breaks destructive habits, reroutes common thought patterns to form positive narratives, and develops a wisdom through a perpetual state of learning and taking risks. The third foundation for thriving is connection with others. Connection, or relationships, are essential for developing joy. In fact, the gist of 50 years of research tells us that healthy connections cause joy or happiness more than any other factor. Later, we'll discuss how to develop thriving connections. For now, let's just say that people connect best with others when each person feels mutually understood. For example, have you ever known someone for whom you would say, "He or she really gets me"? That type of mutual understanding is crucial for strong connections. Generally speaking, people feel understood when they feel heard, when their feelings are shared, and when the other person mirrors their behaviors as a sign of agreement. And when the us and them connection that defines most relationships evolves into a harmonious connection that says, "We're in this together," such that failures are shared, thereby lessening failures, and successes are also shared, thereby increasing successes. Our fourth and final foundation for thriving is energy. People who thrive can sustain the energy to do what matters most by tapping into a source of power that elevates their motivation for moving forward while taking care of themselves. During our research, we discovered that most people who thrive have a strong faith in someone or something. Now, I must confess that I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. However, our unbiased studies revealed that most people who thrive also believe in God. That faith in someone larger than themselves or ourselves draws people who thrive toward an intentional outcome through trials that would otherwise defeat someone who feels like their needs exceed their own ability to fulfill them. Now, for example, when life becomes overwhelming, knowing that there is a God and that God loves us creates the energy to persevere. There are other factors that cause energy, principal among them being the ability to focus on what matters most. In other words, not majoring in the minors. We came up with the 90-10 focus rule for focusing on the 10% of just about anything in life that matters most. Learning when to say no and when to say yes was found to be one of the most important skills for developing a thriving life and career. This includes finding time to rest and recharging those batteries. Finally, we developed through our research an energy diet and exercise plan for staying healthy. Now, all in all, we now know the formula for thriving, and I want to share that with you as we continue with the Power to Thrive. Our next episode, we'll talk about developing the first foundation, which is purpose. Do you live with purpose? I'll share with you how to develop your purpose, maybe even rekindle some of those dreams that may have laid dormant in your life, and how to plan your purpose so that you can thrive in your career and life. It's been a pleasure connecting with you on the Power to Thrive. You can go to www.pacesetters.training to find out more. You can also purchase the book or audio tape we developed called The Power to Thrive. And very soon you'll be able to take our full e-learning course on Udemy and other sources or venues. My new book, called Dying to Meet Jesus, is being published by Baker Publishing later this fall, 2019. And in this new book, I'll share with you some very personal stories, some of which you may find, well, truly death-defying. For now, this is Randy Kay. Have a thriving day, and God bless you and yours.